Is it dead fish? You processing?
I can't tell.
Okay, well, that means it's probably banana.
Oh, maybe. My God. The other one was covering it.
Hey, my baby bees. It's your girl, Bee. And welcome back to another episode of Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare. Okay, today we've got the one and only Kevin Sullivan sitting in the hot seat. We talk childhood chaos, breakup stories, and his unexpected journey into cosmic curiosity. We're officially easing into Halloween season with this one, so sit back, relax, because you work too hard not to. Grab yourself a snack and enjoy the show. Welcome, Kevin, to Bee's Celebrity Truth or Dare.
Thank you.
Oh. We've got lots of games and stories.
I'm nervous.
Today. Don't be. Don't be. So what I find very interesting is that you grew up in a very large Irish Catholic home.
Okay, yeah.
You were one of, what, eight other siblings?
One of nine kids, yeah. Eight siblings.
Mm-hmm. That is some, like, old historical energy right there.
We were pilgrims.
Yes. Wear the hat.
Yeah, we had our own boat. No, we're from Boston. Both parents Catholic, so big family. Both of them were from big families. They mm-hmm. wanted to have a big family, and they got it.
What was the dining table like? Was it like what you see in movies where everyone's like in this long row and you're all like passing the dinner rolls around?
We had removable like leaves for the table too, for like special events.
Yeah.
Our table was, I think, one of them ended up having to be custom. It was so long. It, like, how embarrassing. People would come over and be like, having a party? And we're like, no, dinner. And everyone had their, like, specific seat.
Assigned seating.
Yeah, assigned seating.
Wow.
It was, like, it was gnarly.
So there's, like, lineups outside the bathroom every morning before school. Bunk beds. Is that the vision?
Bunk beds. Yeah, we kept getting moving into bigger houses. Like, my parents were, like, workaholics. Mm-hmm. So eventually they were in a house where it was fun. Like, everyone was doing their own thing. But, yeah, when I was younger, there was a bathroom schedule for the morning.
Wow.
You would wake up, get in the shower, get out, wake the next one up. Then you would go down to the kitchen, start the lunches. Next one would come in, finish the lunches. It was like a whole revolving thing that if you messed up, everyone was late.
Yeah, because it's a whole like
schedule. Yeah,
like,
it's a system,
thing.
Yeah. Wow. And you couldn't be running all the showers at the same time.
So when it comes to the whole like Catholic thing, were you guys like very ritualistic or was it just more like say grace and just...
I went to private school.
Okay.
I was in Catholic school until 10th grade. So I went to church like twice a week.
Yeah, you were in it. We were in it.
Yeah. I read the Bible. So I love when a bigot quotes the Bible. I'm like, let's go.
I used to sleep next to a Bible underneath my pillow for good dreams. Really in it. My whole situation, I grew up very religious. I was born Catholic, hence the name Bernadette, Saint Bernadette, but I wasn't raised Catholic, but I was still raised in a very strict religious home. Now, I didn't have all the siblings. I had a lot of half siblings that were in and out of the house. So I was kind of more of like an only child.
Okay.
But one thing was that my church was like very strict. There was no Halloween. There was no Harry Potter. It was like, it was very, very like, okay, God is watching you from all corners. Like, be careful what movies you watch. Like, did you kind of grow up that way or was there a little bit more wiggle room in your situation?
I mean, the Catholic Church was pretty strict at that time, especially like the schools I was going to. They definitely didn't promote Harry Potter and like witchery.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we had to go to confession.
Yeah.
And confess all our sins and say a few prayers and poof, we're good. So yeah, it was strict, but there was, I guess, wiggle room in that we're all sinners.
Mm-hmm. The Christians can at least agree on that one.
Yeah.
We've all sinned. We're all sinners before God.
And we're going to keep sinning.
Yeah. All right. So, now, do you think that whole like religious upbringing and some of those constraints that you had is kind of what fueled your interest in moving outside of that and kind of being open to astrology and different types of spiritualism?
Maybe. I'm not really sure. I think I probably always would have veered into like spirituality. I went and I did a lot of yoga and people talking about like mindfulness and, you know, eventually, yeah, I found like the stars and... I think it was maybe a yearning for something bigger than all of us.
Yeah.
And obviously, like, where I grew up in such a strict Catholic household, it was like God, 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 God.
Mm-hmm.
But the God that they were promoting and teaching, it wasn't like the proof wasn't in the pudding. They were saying like this all like a God that loves everyone, blah blah blah. Yet the flock was like very hateful, mm-hmm. and it didn't feel very like inclusive and loving from like church down. So I think there was like a lacking there, mm-hmm. where I was like, if there is something greater, I want it to be greater, and I want it to be more loving and open.
Yeah.
Than what I had was being like shown, I mm-hmm. guess.
And more accepting that way.
Yeah.
Now, when it came to queerness, now there's a thing with the Catholic Church not necessarily being historically as open. Mm-hmm. Things are kind of changing a little bit.
Yeah, they're getting better.
So what was your family's reaction to that? Were they kind of like, don't show, don't tell? Or were they kind of like, okay, like, Kevin, we love you no matter what. Like, what was their reaction?
It was actually kind of like a really... It was really tough, actually. Mm-hmm. Really hard time. You know, my mom had a hard time with it. My dad was just like, we'll get there. We're good. We love you no matter what. Like, that's all I heard from him. So, mm-hmm. like, that's all I saw.
Yeah.
And my siblings were like, duh.
They knew. Like,
duh. And my mom was, I think, struggling with her, like, you know, religious background. My mom's, like, very religious. And I think she had a hard time with it. And, you know, it was tough. Mm-hmm. And now it's great. I don't think they can imagine me any other way.
Yeah.
And I think some of my siblings were, like, sad for me that I had to struggle, like, in silence. Mm-hmm. I know my sister was sad. She was crying. My older sister was like crying when I told her, and she was like, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's. And I was crying. My grandmother was amazing. And I had aunts and uncles that were like, we're so happy you came. Like, you got here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, all you could have said something a little sooner.
Yes, I wouldn't have to feel like I'd
if y'all could have taken the bullet with my parents, that could have shielded me out. But I think it happened the way it was supposed to happen. And I'm stronger for it.
Yeah. How old were you when you came out?
To my parents, 21.
Okay.
20 or 21? 21, I was drinking.
Yeah, you were like at that adulthood.
Yeah, I had a boyfriend.
Okay.
And I knew he was going to be at my college graduation. I was about to graduate from school. Mm-hmm. And I wanted him there and I wanted them there, obviously. So I gave them... like a 10-month heads up.
Yeah.
I was like, man, here you go.
Ease them into it.
You got 10 months to figure it out.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
But that makes me happy that your mom finally came around. Yeah.
Yeah. Now every time I show up, like I hung out with her the other day and she had, she's like, I got you these things. She like had a little gift for me and there was like these Be Proud rainbow napkins.
Oh,
and, like,
so cute.
Born this way and like a, it's so funny.
Love that.
She had like a rainbow flag in her at her desk at work and she sent me a picture of it. I'm like, yeah, Ella, you got it.
Yes.
Thanks, Mom.
Very patriotic. Yes, very much so.
Yeah, okay, P flag.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
it just goes to show that, like, you know, your mom's got like just a really good, pure heart.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came down to like the doctrine kind of working there in the background, but it could not supersede her love for her son.
Exactly. Yeah, it is crazy to watch. Like, people have to have that fight with religion. I had a roommate in college. She had to have this, like, come to Jesus, you know, where it's like, oh, I've been taught that this human being is going to burn in hell. And then they actually take into account who the human being is. And they're like,
yeah,
that doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Bible just written by men. Like, I could write it and say, okay, I won't get into it. But, yes. You know, I'm just saying, it's like
they're gonna be like, I don't know if you can write it.
Yeah, you know, I could give me a verse. People need to be a little more discerning and understand. You know, like the big principles are about love, and that's what all of these stories are supposed to teach everyone.
Yeah,
just like. Love everyone.
Leave
and don't
love.
Kill people.
Yes.
Period. Yeah, don't be jealous. Don't like do all these stupid things. Don't steal. Like, it's pretty basic.
Don't cheat.
Don't cheat.
Just like love people, accept people. Yeah. And if you don't understand someone, you don't necessarily have to get them. You just have to just be kind.
100%.
And let God do the judgment if that's what you believe in.
That's what I can get behind.
Amen to that. Amen to that. So was it in college? Was it like your sister that got you into astrology? Like, how did that all happen?
Yeah, my older sister's a hairstylist, and by nature, they are astrologers.
What's your sign?
They're literally therapists. Yeah. They're astrologers. She's always been like pretty, you know, spiritual and woo-woo.
Yeah.
And in college, yeah, she got me a dark side zodiac book. I've always been obsessed with the sky and the stars. Like, my mom would catch me when I was in kindergarten. Everyone would be playing, and I would just be like staring up in space. And she'd come over and like ask me questions, like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "Interesting. What happens when you die?"
All the deep questions.
Always, yeah, whoa. Always deep. And she'd be like, "You go to heaven." I'm like, "What really happens?" And it used to freak everyone out. But yeah, she got me this dark side astrology book. And I read it like cover to cover, and I was like, oh, this is amazing.
Wow.
And then I just got really hungry for the information.
Yeah, it opened like a whole new world for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, really did.
Your whole new life, really. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it opened up the universe. It was just, and it's interesting and it's fun.
Yeah. Okay, when it came to that moment, it didn't feel like you were doing anything wrong. Like, there was no guilt there. It was more just like, oh, this is interesting. This finally answers like some of my questions and it piques my curiosity. Is that kind of where you're coming from? Or is there still some of the Catholic stuff where it's like, ooh, horoscopes, like, is this okay?
I think it's all interconnected, you know? I actually, in the beginning, yeah, there's a lot of Catholic guilt and everything that wasn't, you have to just have faith. Like, blind faith is a very scary thing to give to a group of people, you know? Like, oh, you just have to believe? In what world? You know, we're human, and however we're designed, we have questions. But a lot of religions are like, we are the universe, you know? And even in Catholicism, it's like, Jesus is in every single person.
Yeah.
In a lot of spiritual beliefs, it's the universe. Like, we're all made up of stars. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the same belief. Mm-hmm. They're just set up two different ways.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it started to actually just make a lot more sense to me. And mm-hmm. then treating others the way you want to be treated. Like, the energy you give is the energy you give back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're all kind of the same.
Yeah, there's definitely some mirrored elements there. Like, if you think about, like, Eastern religion talks all about karma, mm-hmm. which is similar to kind of like, oh, I have to answer to someone or something mm-hmm. at the end of the day for my actions, whether it's this life or the afterlife or the next life, if you yeah. believe in anything like that, right? That's like one similarity. And I remember first hearing about law of attraction when I was like 18, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. And then I'm thinking, is that similar to like prayer when I'm praying and I'm asking God for help or for something, yeah, for something to come that's through?
Manifesting.
You're manifesting still. Mm-hmm. You're still going like, universe or God or whoever it is, like, please. And it's coming from a place of purity
mm-hmm.
and sincerity and earnestness sometimes. You're like, I need you to help me through this
yeah.
or bring this special person into my life. And it's very similar that way.
Yeah.
So I think the lesson here is to just, is again, with this whole kindness and understanding and acceptance and less judgment and kind of going, okay, we're all people just trying to figure it out here.
100%.
You know?
We just need a little more love. For the most part, I think all of us just want to find a place and yeah. like find a belief and find a community and find something that just teaches us how to like love other people unconditionally.
Yeah. Yeah, to be better for ourselves mm-hmm. and others. Oh, I feel like Oprah.
Yeah, should we start a church?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay, so now that we've kind of talked a little bit about the astrology and horoscopes and spiritualism, I think we're going to channel some spirits
this
episode. So here's what we're going to do. I've got you a sketch pad here.
Oh, geez.
Mm-hmm. So here's how it works. We're going to play a game called Possessed Portraits.
This
don't
is
laugh.
The dark witchery.
This is light stuff.
Yeah, this is light work.
Yeah, light work. All right, Kevin, so here's how it works. We each have 60 seconds to draw what we feel in the room. This is all in the spirit of Halloween, right? but with our eyes just completely shut. So no peeking, no erasing, just us, the spirits, and our questionable artistic abilities. So you're an Aquarius, so you should already be tuned in to the energy here. I, on the other hand, I was raised to believe that the drawing of ghosts was an invitation to get haunted, so this could go very wrong. So when the timer's up, we're going to reveal our masterpieces to each other and to the audience and let them decide whose portrait is divinely inspired and who is just possessed by bad choices.
All right.
So normally we draw each other with our eyes closed, but we're just going to draw something that we feel in the room. Yes. This spooky Halloween season.
One time my brother went to a medium and she asked him, she was like, oh, you've always heard like clicking noises or something. And he's like, yeah. And she's like, that's because you did you opened a Ouija board with a brother and you never closed it.
Oh my gosh.
And it was me. We never closed the Ouija board. I used to love Ouija boards.
I've never played. I've been really good. This is almost like a little risque for me.
Uh-oh.
I didn't grow up celebrating Halloween, so.
Halloween's my favorite holiday.
What are you going to be? Do you have a costume lined up?
Yeah, an anime character. It's not really lined up. I need to make it happen. I was going to be actually the devil. I was going to be Little Nicky's brother.
Do
you remember the movie Little Nicky?
With Adam Sandler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one that has the fur coat that's always drinking peppermint schnapps.
Yes, yes.
But it was a little niche. But I think I'm going to be Hisoka. He's like a anime character.
Okay.
That kills people with playing cards.
Yeah. With the playing cards.
I'm just going to literally throw cards at people all night.
Yeah, just in their faces. Yeah. To that person.
I love a prop.
So we're going to just see if we can draw the energy in the room.
Draw the energy in the room. Okay.
Spooky Halloween season, if there's any ghosts or spirits lurking about.
Okay.
Goblins or gremlins.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to do it with our eyes shut.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So let
No cheating?
No cheating.
Okay.
And let the spirit work through you.
Okay.
It's going to call to you, Kevin. Okay. All right. Do we have the timer on? All right. 3, 2, 1. Ooh, this feels creepy already.
I don't know where I'm coloring.
It's a whole thing with kind of visual. Oh my goodness, I think I'm seeing someone. I think I'm seeing something come through. Her name is Molly.
It's Molly's game.
Yes. She was a singer. Yes, and she was a singer from the 70s here in Hollywood.
Is it Janice?
No, her name's Molly.
Oh, Molly.
And I think she...
Is Molly a real person?
I don't know.
Janice Joplin's middle name be Molly? And she goes by Molly now. In the afterlife, Molly.
I'm Molly. Time's up. Oh my god. This thing actually looks frightening.
Wait, that's scary.
You gotta go first. Ew! Oh my god! Hey, you wrote hearts there.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure that there was still love.
Love from...
I knew the witch was gonna be scary.
Oh my goodness. Show the audience that.
Wait, I need just to give her an eyebrow.
Whoa. Can you put it a little bit closer to your face just so it's in focus? This is your camera right here. Oh my gosh. So my thing's actually frightening.
That's Molly.
That's Molly.
You started talking
through.
About Molly, and then I started drawing this person.
There's two people there.
Yeah, I went... off a witch immediately, but that then Molly started coming through.
I'm gonna show you this one. Isn't that horrific? Just horrifying.
You better close that.
I think I'm gonna
You need a. Do you have a quartz or something?
We have something that we can just cleanse the room right now? Yeah, I don't even want to light it on fire. I'm worried that it's gonna turn release, into something.
Yeah, you. Oh. You better fold.
Oh my god.
You need to fold it and bury it.
Look at those eyes and the mouth. Oh,
I like the buttons.
Yeah, there's some buttons and a little collar.
Okay. Yeah, it's giving all kind of futuristic.
But what we're going to do is we're going to put some good intentions. Just say Molly's just misunderstood. And you never want to judge a book by its cover.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Molly girl.
She's just tired.
Molly, go to the
light. She's good now.
Molly, go to the light.
Go to the
light. You got this.
Oof. Okay. Well, usually we autograph these in exchange, but I don't know if you're going to want this one.
I don't want that one.
No.
No, I'm good. No. I'm good. You keep that.
Yeah.
I'll give you this one. Maybe they can help you fight Molly.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm just going to tear this off and we're going to
bury it in your yard.
Just say some good things and just say, you know what? There's no meaning there. And this was just a fun game of...
To the harm of none.
Yeah. That's all. All right. Okay. You don't want to put that on your wall.
Oh, you went wild.
Toss.
The lights turn off.
Yeah.
I disappear.
Can you imagine? Plume of smoke. Oh my God.
I can't imagine. It's a dream of mine.
You know who you could play?
I could go down the list.
I know who you could play.
I used to do a lot of cosplay on my channel.
That was like
one of my things. And there's a whole playlist. I bet who you're going to say is in the playlist.
Willy Wonka?
Yeah.
I have the original OG Willy Wonka. You got the charm, those beautiful blue eyes.
The charm is crazy. Thanks. This is going to blow your mind. This is my backup account that no one knows about.
You get a backup account? Whoa! Can you show that? Or you're not allowed to show? No. He's in like full on Willy Wonka cosplay.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Because I was getting so many comments about Gene Wilder that I had to. I just did the Frankenstein. Did you see him as Frankenstein?
No.
Dr. Frankenstein? I'll show you later.
Let's get into our game of truth or dare.
Okay.
What do you want to start with?
Oh, what are the dares?
Okay. Well, the main dare is going to be this board game here.
Let's do that.
Okay, we're going to start with that. Okay, cool. I love it. So.
We've already gotten a lot of truth out of me.
Kevin. Welcome to Exploding Kittens Spooky Bean Edition. This is our Halloween showdown. The goal is simple. Survive the deck without exploding. If you draw an exploding kitten, you die. And by die, I mean you eat one of these bad boys over there. They're like these like mystery jelly beans.
Are some of them good?
Some are good. Some are bad. Most of them are bad. No, they're deadly. We're going to call these the spooky beans from the beyond. Some are sweet. Some taste like the inside of a crypt. You'll find out the hard way. I'm not exaggerating when I say that. There's a liver and onions one, and it's like it's definitely giving morgue.
Okay. I might throw up.
Corpse.
We'll see. Bleh. We'll get a bucket.
We do have little plastic spit cups. If Reggie could be so kind to pass those over to us, because you're going to need it. You're absolutely going to need it.
Oh, no.
They're diabolical. Yeah.
So I don't have to swallow it?
No, you don't have to. I'll never make you swallow.
Oh.
Oh.
That's my kind of man.
Thank you. And I'll just... Oh. He tosses it. Yeah.
Oh, it landed perfectly. That was Molly. Thanks, girl. She is here. She's
like,
working.
Handing over.
Stagehand Molly.
Yes. Yes. Production assistant over here.
This episode is sponsored by Ro. Okay, let's be honest. Figuring out insurance can sometimes feel like you're trying to solve a puzzle with half the pieces missing. I mean, you're stuck calling customer service, you're on hold forever, and then you find yourself feeling more confused than when you first started. That's why I'm so glad Ro created a free insurance checker. It's a simple, totally free tool which tells you which GLP-1 medications your insurance actually covers, all without the hassle. Here's how it works. You just upload your insurance card, wait a few days, and then boom, you've got a full, clear report which breaks down everything. What's covered, what's not, and if you need prior authorization. I mean, that's no paperwork, no music, no hassle, just answers. And here's the best part. You don't even need to be a Real member to use it. It's just a smart way to understand your options before making any decisions. And if you do decide to move forward, Real connects you with licensed providers who will guide you every step of the way. Over a million people have already used Real's Insurance Checker for free to finally get the clarity they need so they can move forward confidently with their care. Go to ro.co/dare for your free insurance check. That's ro.co/dare to see if your insurance covers GLP-1s for free. Go to ro.co/safety. That's ro.co/safety for boxed warning and full safety information about GLP-1 medication. Now, let's get back to the show.
Okay, so here's how the game works. We are playing Exploding Kittens, the board game.
Each of us is going to pick a character and start on the litter box right here.
Okay.
That's our starting line. We each get 5 action cards. So you've already shuffled these. Mm-hmm. So pull 5 cards.
Do I look at them?
You can look at your cards after you pull them. But you definitely don't want to show me yours. And definitely don't show the spirits.
Okay. Molly, don't look, girl.
No, don't look, Molly. Okay, so I'm going to pull 5 cards. 3, 4, 5.
Okay. The rest of the cards are going to go face down, and they're going to form the deck.
So we've have a pile of discs right here, and they're going to basically tell us how far to go each turn. The danger magnets, those ones are probably pretty much not going to be used, but if you do get a magnet card, you can pull one of these guys out and you can pop them anywhere where you want in this little pile here. And if I get sent to the exploding kitten spot, that's going to be one of the reasons why. And then when it comes to winning the game, the first player to land exactly on the ribbon space wins. That's right here.
Okay.
And the loser, the final loser, they face the 9 lives finale. That's eating 3 random beings at once, a cursed combo. Okay, so you are the
throwing up rainbow.
The throwing up rainbow with the kitten throwing up a rainbow, and then I am the taco.
The devil taco.
Yeah, the devil taco. Love it. Gonna have to pick a card that you wanna play. And once you play that card, you're gonna put it down onto this spot right here. What? You just started with that? The
yeah.
Magnet? Okay, so now what you're going to do is you're going to take a danger magnet and you're going to place it in any order that you want to place it in.
When do we pull these piles?
You're trying to set me up. You're trying to... Okay, so
let's see. I want to stay far, far away from that disc because it's the very top. You've cornered me
right from the start.
Yeah. Playing games with me is kind of diabolical.
Well, you know what? I have a solution. Do not draw a move disc. Instead, draw 3 action cards. I think we're just going to literally be stuck in this one spot.
That sucks.
Okay, your turn.
Okay, my turn.
Another one?
Yeah.
Wow. You just have them stacked up. Okay. Well, I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And let's see what else I can do here. Oh my God. Privately view and rearrange the top 2 discs in the move deck. Dun, dun, dun.
So now I can literally take these 2 discs. Oh. I can't believe you just did that. I was trying to help us get out of the litter box.
I'm never eating a jelly bean.
You're like, I'll let the time run out.
Like, how many more minutes do I have to wait?
Okay. You don't want to eat liver and onions, burnt rubber, wet dog, bark. These are all real flavors, by the way. Okay. I got it right here.
All right. Get us out of here.
Privately view and rearrange the top 2 discs in the move deck. I had another one.
All right. Just move them out of there.
Move them out of there. I'm going to keep these and I'm going to stagger them. there.
Oh no.
All this diabolical work is done. It's done. I'm just cleansing it. We have to move through.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah. I promise you. Today,
that was your whole thing?
That was my whole thing.
Okay.
You're definitely going to get a jelly bean in you. I promise. You just keep coming through with these magnets. I can't believe this is happening. Okay. Oh, I just missed my opportunity because I was too busy talking. Kevin.
Come on, just take a magnet.
No, because if I take a magnet, I'm going to go and get exploded.
I know.
You're like, that's too bad. I know. What a shame. Okay. Well, I'm going to buy myself a little bit more time.
Do not draw a move disc. Instead, draw three actions.
Wow. You have so many action cards.
Three. Okay.
Okay. This is, I was like, am I going to run out?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know what? Maybe you should just make, yeah, just.
When I'm telling you, I didn't have a choice.
Okay. Maybe there is a part of the game where you do need to make sure that if you're not moving one spot, which is very rare, that you replenish your cards. So just grab five fresh ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow, there's so many other kinds of cards.
You just kept on getting these magnets.
I had.
You're the one who shuffled these.
I know, and I shuffled like decently. I guess not good enough.
You know what? I think I'm just gonna take. I'm just gonna take one for the team, and I'm just gonna go and move past here.
Yeah, you could do it.
Yeah, okay.
I believe in you.
Uh-huh. All right, so draw two move discs, add the numbers on them together, then move that many spaces, ignore all card effects. Oh!
Okay. So that means I can ignore all these. Ignore all card effects. All right, so move five, move, that's eight. Or flip the board. No, I'm just going to move eight. Okay, my taco goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yay.
Wow, I love that.
Okay, cool. All right, so we're going to put that down. Oh, yeah, and I got to grab two cards. Okay.
Ooh. Do not draw move disc. Instead, move forward one space. Okay.
Okay, you're going to pull four cards.
Wow, this is scary. I think you're going to win.
I don't think so.
You're moving.
Okay. But so. I don't know how to move ahead because my cards won't allow me to move ahead. You know what? I don't need to take a turn. I can let you go ahead.
Really?
Yeah. That's in the rules. I'm not lying. You don't have to take a turn. It's true. You don't have to.
Maybe expose the future.
Hey, I don't mind playing that card.
Okay.
It doesn't avoid the inevitable
from happening. So.
Okay. Oh, those are good.
Those are all good cards.
Okay, so now you draw three cards. And what we're going to do is because we're running low on time, I'm going to get you to answer some truth questions while we play this game. Okay. We're gonna kind of do like a little expedite it. Okay, so you grew up in a big family. What's one secret or lie you told as a kid that your parents or siblings still don't know about the truth?
Oh. I don't know. I don't think there is one.
You never kept any secrets?
I mean, just my whole life. Oh, I mean, I like dated this guy in high school that no one ever knew about. I literally went to work one day. I was working at my dad's business, like place of work, and yeah. I had a hickey on my neck. And he was like, oh, who's that from? Do I know her? And I was like,
her.
I don't think you know Jake. But yeah, I used to like go out to parties, but I wasn't. I was just going over to his house.
Oh my God. So your parents were actually cool with you going to parties?
Yeah, I had really good grades, so I had like a lot of leniency.
Yeah,
I didn't
really
have like a curfew in high school.
I didn't have a curfew either, but that was because I never went out. My mom was like, you don't need to like, I was so obedient. I was such a good kid. She was like, I don't need to give you a curfew because you never leave. So
that's
it was pretty easy that way for her. Yeah, okay, so that's amazing. The fact that I can't figure out what my next card's going to be. I feel like you're going to have to come back for a part two because this is one of these like lengthy games. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you another truth question.
Okay.
Okay. So you once worked as a model before comedy.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
It was.
Was it like catalog modeling or runway? Like what were you doing?
Anything and everything. I did some runway, some like e-commerce stuff, some high fashion stuff.
Is that New York or Boston?
LA and New York.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I lived in New York for a year. I had an agent there, an agent here.
Oh, nice.
I never made a living off of it. Like, I could never piece the jobs together enough to, like, survive. It was tough.
And so, do you remember if there was, like, a really, like, ridiculous or humiliating moment that happened to you while you were doing, like, a modeling job that still kind of haunts you? Like, if a photographer was like, do this, like, some type of weird pose or something weird that happened?
I met, actually, a really good friend on that shoot. It was, like, for tie-dye t-shirts, which was really funny. No, there was definitely times, though, like, I went to one... It was either an agency or it was a go-see for, like... Zenya? No, I don't remember what brand, but they had us in their offices and the models, we were like in one at a time kind of, and I have matching socks on, but I was pretty infamous like for always having mismatched socks. Mm-hmm. I'll have a green and a blue sock on.
That sounds like me for years.
As air signs. It just doesn't matter. They're socks. As long as they're the same size. Yeah. I'm like, good.
Not like different heights and levels.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be crazy. But they had us walking down the hallway in our underwear. Like, we would go into, like, the casting where they were doing it and the offices. And people are, like, straight up, like, working.
It's like a normal office.
Yeah, and they just see, like, guys in their underwear walking up and back. I'm sure, like, that's so inappropriate. But I had, like, two different colored socks on and there was like a few models there and they're like nice socks and it was just always that and it was just weird. But
that's very like vulnerable and like exposed because you're not in an environment where you feel like, okay, these people are all in on it, they understand. It's like,
yeah, most of them were like literally ignoring us. And at that time, like New York modeling, you just felt like, not that you weren't a person, but being in your underwear walking in an office was a like no thing. It was, didn't matter.
It's definitely a weird thing.
Yeah, we're just like, oh, whatever. Who cares? Yeah. We're a hanger to these people mm-hmm. that they just want to put clothes on. Mm-hmm. I had a couple creepy photographers, par for the course, and modeling. Lots of people trying to take advantage of like young, like starry-eyed people, but nothing like, I guess nothing too humiliating.
Just like the standard stuff. Like I've like.
I'm sure there's one.
Yeah, you maybe like blocks it out in your mind.
Yeah, I feel like there's something with food, but I can't remember. It. Damn. In part two.
Well, this is your go.
Oh, my go.
Yeah. So all I had to do was just pull five cards. That's all I did.
Go backwards. Okay. I'm going to fuse. So. I get to move to this, but it's...
You pulled a diffuse card, so technically I have to eat a jelly bean.
Oh, yay! Oh, sorry. Wow.
You were really too happy.
Oh, my bad. Reaction. I mean, oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Shucks.
Okay. Well, you know what? It was high time. The baby boys, they need some entertainment here, you know. The game was kind of at a slow start. I'm scared. Okay.
Wait, how's this happen?
It's a little dispenser.
Okay.
I'm going to go for the red one. Which one's that one? That one can either be old bandage or pomegranate. No!
Old bandage.
That's what pheromone got.
You can't smell it.
Oh yeah, I'm not supposed to smell it. I'm so scared.
It's pomegranate.
Oh.
It's not.
Oh. Oh.
It's old bandage.
Ew.
That was tough to watch.
Woo. Uh-huh. Sorry. You guys are grossed out by spit. Oh my gosh, that was disgusting.
I'm sorry.
It's like you just pop into it, you go, and it's just like a burst of terror.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm. I can't even imagine actually having to like eat the whole thing, which would be better entertainment, but there's only so much you can
I know you
make
probably
a woman
throw
do.
Up.
It'd probably make you vomit.
Old bandage is wild.
Yeah. Whew. Tastes like cleaner. Like Windex or something.
Oh, I would like that.
You'd be into that? Mmm, chemicals.
Windex.
All right, so does that make it my turn?
Yeah.
Okay.
We really collect a lot of cards in this game.
I want to keep moving through as fast as we can because we are running out of time. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a question.
I'm going to flip the board.
Ooh, okay, cool. I guess it's some excitement. Yeah, that's on your side. Chaos.
Oops.
It does change some things a little bit. So I'll give you a question while I look through my cards. So you talked about going through a 7-year breakup before finding comedy. What's the most unhinged or hilarious thing you did in the name of heartbreak recovery?
Oh, I talk about this on stage. So we broke up and then I started doing stand-up kind of because of the breakup. Mm-hmm. He didn't think it was very funny. But I was doing improv, and then I found stand-up. But I started right after we broke up. And I used to literally... we shared a dog.
Oh, wow.
So
you lived together.
We lived together. I moved out. But I still had the keys, and I would have to come... I would come and get the dog sometimes.
Yeah.
And I would literally steal his Tupperware. Because he's, like, a Virgo that's obsessed with, like, containers. Mm-hmm. He loves his Tupperware. And I would just steal the lids. So he just had a bunch of bottoms.
That's insane. That is some insanity. That's such a very creative.
Thank you. I'm a nightmare and I would overwater his orchids. It's like a bit I do, but it was real.
Yeah. Very like spiteful housewife.
I know. Totally. Yeah. I'm like, your flowers are dead, loser.
I'm hitting the road. Yeah.
Yes. I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
So unfortunately, I was... not paying attention, and I've landed on an exploding kitten. So I have to do another...
Oh, I hope this one's root beer.
Wait, do I have a diffuse card? Do I? No.
Oh, no.
No!
Root beer.
There's cappuccino or
liver
and onions.
It's cappuccino.
Mmm!
It's cappuccino!
Yay! That was actually my first good one. I played this game so many times. I always get the bad one.
Oh, that's terrifying to know.
It's not bad. I mean, it's a little much, but it's not bad.
Oh, yeah. I have to do this. Okay.
Okay. Your turn.
I can't do anything.
Okay.
Do I just take... I don't take a orange card?
If we can't do anything, you just pass a turn or something.
Oh. Okay, pass.
Okay, so I will give you one last question. So, every comic has that one show that went off the rails. What's your worst bomb story, and how did you fake your way through it?
Okay, this is easy. I bombed, like, a bunch of open mics, you know, whatever, just trying new material, but there was only one show I've ever bombed, and it was the only time my dad ever saw me do comedy, like, live. Aww. Which is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
I was really new. It was like my second show ever. Shouldn't have had my family come to it. But I brought so many people that the booker like moved me to the second show and then moved me as the last comic. Mm-hmm. All horrible things that I would never stand for today.
All that added pressure.
And also now you have all of my audience, like guests, waiting 2 hours. Like they're exhausted.
Yeah.
And then the host was trash. He kept... I know. I wish I knew who it was. I can't wait to run into him now that I'm like a comedian.
Yeah, you're established.
Like,
yeah.
He was gross. He was like talking to my sister, like hitting on her, and her boyfriend was there. It was like so weird. And then I went up at the end and I was just like barreling through my material because it was so hard. And I was too new to like really understand how to reset the room from all the like horrible comedy that everyone has watched before me.
Yeah.
So it was just like a snowball of and I didn't know how to get out of it.
You had to eat
I had to eat that and I'm better for it, for sure.
Yeah.
So
that was like a master class, like a boot camp of like
comedic
training right there. But that's a lot of pressure when you bring your family out for the first
time.
You were excited.
A lot. Yeah. I've learned a lot. Every time a show's kind of it's you learn a ton.
Yeah.
Speaking of you just pulled through, put 3 toilets.
Card that has like a little
You guys can see it. You probably can't. There's a 3 toilet thing. So pull a little orange disc from the bottom here. And we're getting all disoriented.
Well, you got to pull. These are just X.
Those were from the top.
You got to pull from the bottom?
Pull from the bottom with that one.
Oh, no. Scary.
Oh, no. I keep getting. So that's three or flip the board. I'm definitely flipping the board because otherwise I get one, two, three. Oh, no. We're good. One, two, three.
I'm rooting for you.
You're rooting for me, Queen?
Yeah.
Yes.
I still can't do anything.
You're completely stuck.
Yeah.
That is karma for you for trying to lock us into this like kitty litter box. All right, I guess it's your pass.
Am I okay?
Okay. Draw and ignore move discs until you get one that says four or move four or five.
Oh, five.
So I could do that. Yeah, put that there. Do one, two, three, four, five. Oh my God,
you won!
Yes!
Amazing.
That was well deserved.
That was the best game I've ever played.
Really? Lies.
I didn't have to do anything. I just said, ooh.
Just fan yourself.
Oh, bandage.
Don't get a little too ahead of yourself because you lost. Oh. You have to have three gummies.
Oh no, bears. That's
not
right.
Gummy bears, jelly beans.
I forgot about that. Okay.
I always get them confused.
At the same time?
Jelly beans, yeah. You got to pop them back to back, baby. Back to back. Oh, you got two there. So start with that.
Those don't look.
Pop them like pills.
This is terrifying.
Sometimes they just jet out at you.
Oh no. That one looks.
They could. It doesn't matter what color it is. They could either be good or bad.
Okay.
One. What one's that one? It could either be licorice or burnt. Is that burnt rubber?
Yeah.
I got that on Farrah's episode. It's so bad. It tastes like a tire. Okay, Reggie, you got to get his like single shot reaction.
At first, I thought it was coffee.
Yeah.
And then it wasn't. Okay, what's this one? Oh, thank God. Bubblegum.
Bubblegum?
Yeah.
Oh my God. You got lucky.
Delicious.
I think the ratio is definitely not 50-50 in there. I think it's like
tutti-frutti.
Tutti-frutti. I think it's like a 80-20 split of like mostly nasty ones.
It could have been stinky socks. This one is either... No.
Is it
either dead fish or a banana smoothie.
That one almost made me barf. Dead fish? It's the worst. You got the worst one. Or it could be delicious. Oh, get his reaction, quick. Is it dead fish? You processing?
I can't tell.
Okay, well that means it's probably banana
oh
smoothie.
Oh my God. The other one was covering it.
Oh my God, it was disguising it.
No, it was fish.
I can smell it from over here. Oh my God, it smells so bad.
Oh my God.
The dead fish is brutal. I would say dead fish is top-notch horror movie level nastiness.
I was way too confident with the last one. I was like, ooh, girl.
There's barf and wet dog.
That's me shaking. Ooh.
Oh my gosh. You get your iced coffee just rattling, rattling. Okay. Well.
Mm-hmm. That came in like a wrecking ball.
You took it like a gentleman. You're very poised and cough.
Yeah, just got. Oh God, I need.
Well, what I want to do here is give you a little something special for being here and spending some time with us. Oh, you're smart. You brought gum. I should remember that. That's actually really smart.
That was crazy.
And it will linger. It'll like get stuck in your molar and you can
get
it out.
Still, I know it's there. I'm trying not to give it attention.
So smart. Okay. So I have a friendship bracelet for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm welcoming you into B's Friendship Club. So you can pick and choose which one you
this
like.
One.
Ooh, that one matches your outfit perfectly.
This is perfect.
Oh, that looks so good.
This is cute.
I can tighten it up for you if you need a little help. There. Yay, you're in.
I love that.
I love it.
That's great.
Okay, so are you going on tour? Do you want to promote anything? Like, I know you're really popular on TikTok.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Yes, you can find me at kevinsullivancomedy.com. I have St. Louis, Indianapolis in January, and I have Sacramento, San Francisco in March, and we're adding more dates like by the week. So,
yes.
Yeah.
That's exciting. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming out and dealing with these nasty demonic jelly beans.
That was crazy.
You're like the first guest that's actually like been punished by those things. I think Farrah's blessed because she got like lucky almost every single
really?
Time. Yeah.
Damn.
Pretty tootie. It was like she was just like riding a wave.
That burnt tire is gonna haunt me.
It's brutal. It like creates an impression in your mind. Yeah.
And now every time I drink coffee, I'm like, is this gonna turn into a burnt tire?
Yes. Yes, it's bad. It's bad. Anyways, this was so much fun. Thank you so much, Kevi.
Thank you. Yeah! Thank you for having me.
Hey, my baby bees. Thank you so much for watching this episode of Bees Celebrity Truth or Dare. We had so much fun hanging out with you today. If you had as much fun as we did, please like, comment, subscribe, hit that bell icon so you never have to miss another episode. We've got more fun episodes coming your way. See you in the next one.
Oh, thank God.